Did it get fixed? All right. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. I'll call the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 1:30 agenda item. It is meeting with Assessor's Office to consider various new and renewing property tax exemptions under the codes listed by agenda item. All right.
All right. We'll start with the groups.
Yep, so as we did last week, I have some bulk applications that I'd like to present.
Okay.
If you guys are okay with that, we can present them by code.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it works the best.
As a group? Okay. So for the first group, I have for 63-602B, religious organizations, I have 14 apps that we find no reason why there should be any change to. They were exempt last year, and there should be no changes this year.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that we approve the applications 14 for 63-602B.
Second.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. The next group I have is for 63-602C for fraternal benevolent charitable LLCs, corps or societies. I have 18 applications that were exempt last year, and we found a reason why they shouldn't be exempt this year.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that we approve the 18 charitable organizations under 63-602C.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. For the next code, I have 63-602D. This is for hospitals. For real property, there's quite a few personal property accounts here. These were all exempt last year, and we have no reason to find that they shouldn't get the exemption this year.
Chairman, I move that. Chairman, I move that the board grants the exemptions for. And I want to make sure Commissioner Brooks.
Yeah, I'm good.
Does this have anything to do with the hospital bill?
That goes into effect next year.
Yeah.
That's why. Thank you.
For 63-602D, there's 46 applications as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, the next batch I have is under 63-602E. This is educational property. There's 25 of them. They were exempt last year, and we see no reason to change the exemption for 2025.
All right.
Chairman, I move that we approve 25 applications for tax exemption under 63-602E.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. And the last batch I have is for 63-602GG. This is for low-income housing. And I have 13 applications here. Each one of these were exempt last year under this code, and we have found no reason why they shouldn't be granted an exemption this year.
Okay. I have a technical problem. Those are not listed on the agenda.
Okay.
We can do it. GG. Right
here. It is GG under there?
Yep.
Did you say GG?
GG.
Oh, I misunderstood what you said. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yes, there is a GG. So you are in luck.
Okay.
All right.
Chairman, I move that the board approves 13 applications under Idaho Code 63-602GG.
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, and so generally we present you the applications, our long-form applications, or any changes that we are recommending. The first batch that I have is, I think I said 14 applications for religious organizations. I am recommending them all be approved. I can go over them individually if you want, or we can group. You can approve them by the group. It's up to you. I just figured it. There's 14 of them.
Okay.
Chairman, are these 602B?
Yes, I'm sorry, 602B.
So long form, this is basically because they need to do it after a certain amount of time period, or?
There's some that were their exemptions were removed last year for failure to apply.
Okay.
There's a couple like new ones, like mobile homes on like a church for their schools. So there's like a mixture, and we can go over them individually. That's
some of them were exempt last year, but they're under new ownership, so we had to look at them a little bit more closely. And we're prepared to talk about them individually if you would prefer to do that.
Mr. Chairman, I have enough information at this point.
Yeah, I do too. How many were there?
Let me double check. I thought it was 14.
And we might want to read those parcels into the record.
Oh yeah, I can read the parcels. So I have parcel 2952700-0, Southside Boulevard Methodist. I have parcel 2954-2011A1, owned by Southside Boulevard Methodist. I also have New Life Celebration 0477-4000-0. New Life Celebration parcel also 0477-8000-0. And then I have Church of the Brethren, or it used to be owned by Church of the Brethren, now it's Beaumont Community Church. They just changed their name. They have three applications. Parcels are 1704-2000-0. 1704-7000-0. 1704-8000-0. I have Christian Faith Center Assembly of God. This is a mobile home. Parcel 7354-6000-0. And then I have three mobile home parcel numbers for Centennial Baptist Church. 7886-9000-0. 7877-4000-0. 7886-8000-0. And 7886-7000-0. And 1, 2. Sorry, there's 12.
Technical question for Monica. If I make a motion to just approve what was verbally put on the record, is that sufficient?
Yeah, I'll put everything the way I said in
it. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the 12 applications as enumerated and read into the record by the assessor's staff.
Chairman, I'm going to second with the question on, I counted 11, and I'm sure you're probably right, but does Christian Faith Center have two?
Three. She said three.
Centennial Baptist Church had three.
Sorry.
Beaumont Community Church had three. New Life Celebration had two. Southside Boulevard had two. So it would make 12 if Christian.
Two for Southside, two for New Life, three for Beaumont. One for Christian Faith, and four for Centennial.
Okay, it was the fourth one on Centennial. Okay, thank you.
All right, we're good.
We're good.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, the next application is still under 63-602B. This is a parcel with a site address of 0 Midway Road. It is owned by Grace Bible Church, Inc. of Nampa, Idaho. On their application, when we asked to describe in detail the use of the property, They put land for future development for worship and church events. It's currently, where's the acres? 24.71 acres. I have an image if you want to see it. There's no development. They're not using it currently. It is irrigated ag land. So we're recommending that this exemption be denied.
Agree. Makes sense to me, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. So let's make a separate motion on that, unless you have a whole bunch of them.
Oh, I have another one, but I have a couple more, but they're underneath different codes.
Yeah, it's a different code. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, does that have a parcel number? You want me to just use the address?
Parcel number is 3301-7000-0.
Is that 7000-0?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to get the zeros. Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny application for parcel 3301-7000-0. It's the address is 0 Midway Road.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. The next application I have to present is under 63-602E. The site address is 415 South Holly Street in Nampa, owned by Northwest Nazarene University. This is a parcel that's located in between two taxable parcels and also located adjacent to the school across the street. They have previously applied in 2010 and 2021. Both were denied. So we recommend that we continue the denial. It's the property that's adjacent to it is a apartment maybe. Complex. Yeah, and I'll give you the pictures.
Is this like a new board, new run at the application thing or what?
Tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is the parcel right here. And this is the apartments. And then this is their faculty housing that's not exempt. And then the school is over here. And so it's been presumed that it's not used for educational purposes.
Oh, thank you.
Do they have any designation for what they're planning to do with it?
It's a campus green space, no structures. It is an adjacent to the university campus.
Okay.
So if this parcel was absorbed by one of the other two,
it would make a little bit more sense, but and neither one of those parcels are currently exempt.
Neither one of them are either?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's contiguous to any exempt parcels. It's across the street from anything that's exempt by the college. The big white roof property you see is an apartment building owned by a different company altogether.
I guess, I'm sorry, I was assuming the Holly Manor was exempt.
No,
but it's across the street that the student housing is. Okay.
And Chairman, I have another question. So I'm assuming that that's all student housing on the left-hand side, starting with R11007, and a street interrupts the ability for those parcels to be included? They have park space out in front of the Brandt Center. And so I guess if it's designated green space, is there lawn on it?
Yeah, it has lawn.
Yeah. So I guess I would say, I'm just thinking out loud, but there are spaces and places where they have green space that's included as a educational exemption in front of the admin building by the Brandt Center. This is somewhat by, if you go farther down, there's housing, but there's.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, are those specific parcels unto themselves for the green space in front of the Brandt Center for?
I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I'm familiar with their campus, and I just want to make sure that the decisions that we make make sense. If this is a part of their educational structure where they provide green space or park space for students to recreate, play frisbee or softball, I don't know what they do there.
This is the burden of proof is upon the applicant.
Yeah. And Mr. Chairman, where this is located off by itself, I don't know that it's getting used a whole lot. But I wouldn't know because it's not in the application, I guess.
It just says campus green space, no structures, adjacent to the university campus.
Kind of.
It, unfortunately, it's just an island and unto itself. Like, again, they need to have more proof in their application about the viability.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what year, but you did have a house on it a long time ago. I think it was before 2010.
Okay.
And then the house was removed.
They removed the house.
So it is a commercial, or probably a future building site, yeah, potentially.
In the past, when we've had similar applications, mainly for churches, we've asked that they provide maybe photographs of the property being used or copies of their bulletin where they announce that an activity is taking place on the property, just something to demonstrate how the open space is being used. Unfortunately, we don't have anything like that on this property.
Chairman, I hear the argument, and I've sat through a number of these, and maybe my posture is moving toward if a nonprofit, or I guess I don't know what they are, if this is a private university, but it is part of their land holdings, like other people that invest in that. It's, I just think there's maybe room for interpretation on what they're using for space, but
there's definitely room for interpretation, but we can't create the interpretation or the use. The burden's on them.
I understand.
That's where I'm caught.
Yep.
So, bummer. Any other discussion? Entertain a motion.
Yep. You have a parcel number?
Yes, I'm so sorry. It is 11009000 space 0.
Are there always 9 digits?
Yes.
It's okay.
It's 8 space than the 1.
Okay. I think I ask that every year. Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the application for parcel 11009000 space 0 as presented.
Okay. I'd second the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
And the last application I have for you is for 63-602D. This is an application for exemption on personal property that's owned by the hospital. The property is located at 85 South Middleton Road, which is a primary care medical clinic. We are recommending at this time that it be approved. We can't, there's no reason why we could deny it, or we recommend denying it.
Okay.
Parcel is 64942071 0, and that's the account number. It's not necessarily parcel.
That's an account number, not a parcel number.
We call it a parcel number, but it's not like a parcel.
Oh, I see.
Parcel property inside a different parcel.
Okay. Discussion or a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve count number 64942071-0 as presented.
I will second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye, motion carries unanimously.
That's it, that's all I have for you at this time.
Short and sweet for today.
Oh man, until my stamp wears out. All right. So if there's no other business to discern about, let's entertain a motion to adjourn, and then we'll have time to stamp all of the signatures.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adjourn.
I will second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you.